Welcome, everybody, to episode 19 of Campaign 2 of Pathway to Heroes. Barry, what happened in episode 18?
Okay. So, this was a while ago, but we went back to the castle. I'm talking about, oh my God, it's got a weird name. What's the name of it again? Thunderworks. Yeah, we went back to Thunderworks. We climbed the mountain, went back to the castle, and Bruno, right? Bruno?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Yeah, Bruno was there, and he, like, kind of took over. He even, like, covered up the Thunderworks sign with his own little shop sign, and he set up, like, he's got, like, 7 shops now instead of just one, and he went from having, like, painted-faced rocks to having, like, actual good shit.
Well, don't get it twisted. He also does still have painted
rocks. Well, yeah, he's got the painted rocks. But he actually has sellable goods now. And we went on a huge shopping spree. I remember that. I'm pretty sure I got a big-ass sombrero.
We're cowboys now.
Yeah, Johnny got a bunch of cowboy gear from, I guess, Bruno's cowboy shop. Cowboy Emporium.
Oh, that's right. I got the fucking hand car thing, too, where we could travel on the hand car.
Yeah, I sent you guys all of the items that I've got for, like, pretty much all of our shows, and you guys mostly bought from the Shitty Cowboys catalog.
That's the best item list we've gotten so far. Yeah, and then we decided, or, you know, we kind of, like, did a little group discussion and decided that we were going to go check out the old Illithid school. Where they, like, well, it's an abandoned school now, but it's, you know, down to the southwest. Nope. Southeast. I think we're going to the Beholder Butthole afterwards.
I don't think so. I think you guys were going to go for the vampires. I think you guys were kind of afraid of the Beholder Butthole, which is a funny sentence.
It's like way higher level.
But you guys were like, well, you know, let's take a day or two out and go to the school to check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And we did. We went there, and it was not abandoned. There was 2 guards stationed outside, and I think we, like, tried to charm them, and it failed, or some of us failed, or something like that.
Something happened.
I mean, one of them died, I think.
One of them, so they were undead guards.
Oh, okay, so they were dead.
And Ulrich just kept saying, if I blow your mind, will you let me in?
Oh, yeah.
How did he blow his mind? I don't remember
With
this.
With fucking the donkey hat.
I pulled a donkey out of my hat.
And then one of the undead guards, like, started having heart palpitations, where he doesn't even have a fucking beating heart, so.
Yeah, so he died.
And then the other one was just, like, slumping over, and then you guys were just like, yeah, fucking told you, and walked in.
Yeah, they just let us go. And did we? Okay.
That was
it. We either talked about, oh, that was it?
That was it. We just ended with you literally saying, like, I fucking told you, and walked past him.
All right. Well, there we go. Easy recap.
Yeah, it was an easy recap.
Yeah, I used my ass hat. Was it Herbert? Herbie?
You might have called him Herbert. Maybe it was Herbert. I don't know.
Sherbert?
It may have been Sherbert also.
It may have been Sherbert because I think we had a discussion that it's actually called Sherbet and there's no R.
What? Okay. I got to go back and listen. I think that is complete bullshit.
I had a conversation with people recently about this. Maybe it was
I don't
Holly,
think it was with these people.
Yeah, I think it might have been Holly, but Sherbet. Yeah, it's not called Sherbert. It's called Sherbet.
Either way, we ended with you all walking into the school, so that's where exactly we will be picking up. BT Dubs, you guys, as you are walking into the threshold of the school, you see the name of it, Yipparts. Yipparts. Yipparts.
Yipparts.
That's how I spell it.
Yipparts. Yipparts. However you want to say it.
Yipparts.
We won't get mad at you, however you pronounce it.
Starpy. I was trying to see if it was anything backwards.
How would you guys picture an Illithid school to look like? A school that Illithid's built?
Like on Stranger Things?
So, yeah, like a
like
lab.
Like the lab?
Yeah, like a lab.
Yeah.
No, like the upside down school. I could see it being like the lab though.
So I realized that we started off this campaign with collaborative world building, and then that kind of stopped where like I would just kind of narrate stuff, and I want to kind of get back to that. So like I kind of want you guys to tell me what this school looks like.
So going off of what Johnny said, I do get like a Stranger Things vibe where it's like really sterile white, you know, like real clean and everything almost, but there's like sectioned off rooms and there is like a little play area like the little kids had where they like kind of kept people. And then there's also like a laboratory, you know, where they like did experiments and like did their illithid thing. That's what I picture.
Yeah, so we're calling it a school, right? It wasn't a school for just kids. Like, it was, you could kind of picture it like maybe like a community college or something where the Illithid weren't really too picky on who they were trying to teach here. They were bringing in, you know, younger students, older students, middle age, elderly. Pretty much they were trying to enlighten Severed Key. They felt like they kind of put themselves above everybody else, and they were trying to educate the entire continent. They knew that they were stuck here with all the other factions, so they kind of wanted to build this place where they could, you know, share some of the Illithid secrets with anybody who wanted to attend, really. So, like, I think you're right, Barry. I think there would be, like a little kid, like, a rainbow room, like a Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But then there would also be, you know, like, other rooms spread out that were for kind of different, like, age groups. And then also some laboratories and a pretty varied set of rooms that would be in this school.
One had a pool table in it.
Yeah. One does. There is a rec room that has a pool table in it. You guys have yet to find it. Wait, what? Balls?
Instead of pool balls, they're human eyeballs because the Illithid didn't know how to like do it properly.
Wanted to teach geometry, but they didn't have solid. What are pool balls made out of?
I think they're like
ceramic or something. I don't know.
It's not porcelain. It's marble? Like a.
Yeah. What the? Okay. Hold on. Let's Google this shit.
Yeah.
What
Google are... that because I need to know.
Porcelain and ceramic, I feel like, break.
Phenolic
it's resin. It's probably marble.
Yeah. Resin.
What? Yeah. Phenolic resin.
And polyester resin.
So they didn't have this resin available, so they used any kind of
originally
ball
made of ivory.
Okay, then they probably ran out of elephants and decided to go for something more wholesale. So, you know what? There will be one pool table, one rec room somewhere in the school, but not right away. You guys are currently standing in a room, not a room. You open up into a hallway where it is lit, but the lighting is pretty dull here. It is, it's how you would expect to be kind of fluorescent, like office lighting, but most of the lights are, worn out, dimmed out. But there's just a few that are kind of lighting this hallway. And you do see kind of a scattering of rooms that are, you know, sprinkling in through the corridor to the left and right.
I'm going to put a pinch of chew in. And that gives me a +1 to my charisma.
So you never know when you're going to need it. We need this real quick. How many pinches of chew do you have?
3 pinches a day.
Three a day? Day?
It just keeps coming a back?
Day. Refilling at a rate. Refilling
you just grow
at,
it?
Refilling at a rate of 1 a day.
Okay.
It's magical.
How long does a pinch last?
Hour after consuming. So okay. After I put it in, I'll get a +1 for an hour.
Okay.
But there's right. also a pouch version of this refilling at a rate of only 1 a day instead. So I think okay. it refills 3 a day.
Okay. All right.
I want to cast an investigation check. Okay. See if there's, like, you know, just look around and see, like, anything in the hallway or anything, you know.
And I have my spurs on.
Maybe peek the first room.
So if there's anything in here, it has to make a wisdom save or else it's afraid of me.
Okay. I will say that those spurs do say whenever you enter a town, this isn't really a town, but...
Yeah, we just got here.
Okay. Yeah. Marcus got a 14. Okay. Yeah, Marcus, you can kind of see that as soon as you walk in, you see a couple different rooms left and right, kind of along this hall, and the room on the left just says history. You don't know if that's like history of severed key or history of what. The room on the right says math.
Definitely don't want to go to that room. Are they open? Like, the doors open at all? Or are they closed?
All the doors are closed. You can go try all the handles. Jiggle them.
Let's try history first. I'm going to jiggle that one.
All right. Yeah, you jiggle it and it opens up.
What do I see?
You open up this room and you see... It kind of looks like a... So, it does look like the size of a classroom. So, what would you guys say a classroom is? Like, 15 by 15, 20 by 20, something like that? Probably 20 by 20. Like, oh, yeah. It's definitely bigger than an average, like, bedroom. So, I would say probably, like, 20 by 20.
Maybe more, even.
Yeah, maybe more. We'll say 25 by 25, and we'll stick with it. We're going to stick with our guns. It's about 25 by 25, and it looks kind of like a small library in here. There are shelves that are stacked with tomes. Some of them look like you can kind of give a glance over some of the covers. They look very arcane, probably magical, and it's just rows and stacks of books.
You want to flip through some of these tomes? Maybe there's something in there.
I'm going to flip through some of them.
I'll grab this big, big old aged leather black tomb. It looks like the biggest one on the shelf.
What's Pendle and Drip doing while they are scanning the books?
I'd be chilling. I'm chilling.
I'm just wheeling around the hallway.
The hallway? You're not even coming in the room.
I'm just keeping an eye out.
Okay.
Make sure nothing's sneaking up on us.
That's a good idea.
Never split the party, man.
That's also going to change some things.
I'm right by the door, dude.
Marcus and Ulrich, will you both roll me history checks, please?
Sweet. Intelligence. My one weakness. Go to my
And then, you know, while you're at it, Pinda, why don't you roll me a perception check?
Oh, I got a 22.
Holy shit, Marcus.
I am smart.
I want to see this Ulrich roll, though.
I don't know Ulrich? If to type it or click it.
It's up to you. I just want to see how funny it's going to be for you. Obviously, Marcus is about to get some shit, but...
Like good shit? Or like bad.
Whoa! Ulrich rolled a 19 minus 1 and 18 total.
Bunch of smart motherfuckers over here.
I was really worried about that.
Now, if you would have clicked it, it would have been like a 1.
Yeah, it's funny because Marcus got a plus 5, but even so, only it rolled lower than... you rolled a 17 plus 5. And then Pendle got an 18 total for the perception. Awesome. A couple things. So... Honestly, Ulrich and Marcus, with your guys' really good roles, you can flip through a couple of these tomes. You guys notice a couple things. So these tomes that you're reading through, they're pretty advanced magical tomes. The two that you picked out. And you can't really make heads or tails of what exactly they're talking about. It's very very, very, like, low level as in not, like, low wizard level, but, like, it gets really into the weeds of, like, magical theory and things like that. But what you can remember is that Illithid are vehemently against magic and wizardry and you know, any of the schools of magic. Illithid are not about that again. Not about that at all. They are very, because if you start to delve into that, that's when Mind Flayers and Illithid start to kind of veer away from the Elder Brain. So the fact that there are so many magical tomes here, kind of raises a question of, why, especially if this was at one point Illithid school. Pendle, you hear, I think much like yourself with your 18 perception, you hear some mechanical bodies at work. Kind of, it sounds like they're kind of patrolling hallways, not this hallway that you're currently in, but you can hear the metallic clanking of boots around this school and in various other hallways.
I'm going to turn to Ulrich and say, I thought that Illithid hated magic.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
There's a lot of magical books in here for them to...
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm gonna go out and like grab Pendle and Drip. Be like, yo, come check this out.
Hang on, guys. Hang on. I think I hear some noises in the hallways. Somebody walking in the distance.
Is there any windows next to the door? Or is it just like all closed off?
I imagine every room will have one window. We'll say that.
Okay, so quick, come in here. Let's close the door. We'll see if anybody comes.
Because if you look at the whoever drew the school, I don't remember who made it, but it's got a bunch of like a row of windows. It does. We'll just say that every room you guys go into will have one window.
So like I like usher everybody in, and then I like turn the door handle and like close it real slowly, and then we just all peek out the blinds, one eyeball each.
Outside, you see that it is. I mean, obviously, it's still night. It'd be very weird if all of a sudden, like, the sun rose. It's still nighttime outside. And as far... Remember that the school is in a kind of a... like a bowl?
Like a valley?
Far as you all could tell, it was like a natural formed bowl. So as far as you guys can see up to where the ground starts to arc up towards the plateau above... You guys can't see anything. You guys can't see any more kind of undead sentries outside or anything like that. Like, I think it was Jerry and Gary, maybe? I don't remember. I don't remember the names of the people that you guys fucking fooled to get in here and bypass.
What'd you do with that donkey? Did you put it back in your hat?
I got it in my hat.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, please, listeners, just not have a donkey wander around the school with you guys. That would probably be a detriment, to be honest.
Oh, my God, wait a minute. I have a fucking eyeball, a crawling eye, that I can throw out to spy for me down the hallway.
Remember, if that shit gets stepped on...
I take 4d6 psychic damage, yeah, I know.
What?
I'm gonna open up the door... And I'm going to, like, pull out this eyeball, and it's, like, attached to the, like, the nerves for the eyeball right there.
When the hell did you get that?
I bought it from...
in the shop that when you guys all bought a bunch of wild shit? I bought it from
fucking Bruno. That'll almost kill you.
It says it's bonded to me. I don't know what that means. I never found out.
Can it, like, move around, or is it going to have to, like,
go crawl? It can move it. It crawls with its nerves. It, like, crawls along the floor, but...
It's nasty.
But, yes, A, it's nasty... B, Marcus can see through it. C, if it gets stepped on, that's when Marcus takes the psychic damage.
So if I just, like, fall over, you know something happened.
And that's 4d6?
4d6 psychic damage. But I'm gonna...
Total of 24, max.
Max. And I got 54, I'm good. I'm gonna slightly open the door and I'm gonna pull this thing out. I picture it's, like, wet and slimy.
Oh, it's just like, for sure it
it's
is.
It's just like, and when I'm spinning it, and I just, phew, chuck it down.
It lands chuck like, it?
Yeah, man. I'm going to chuck it down towards the end of the hallway and then let it crawl from there.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the hallway look like as far as, like, the actual hallway, not any other doors? Is it, like, tee off?
Hey, we can say how it looks, man. Adam said we can world build with
them. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
These lockers, there's lockers that have, like, a little gap along the bottom that's perfect for little eyeballs to hide under.
Yeah, okay.
But like Marcus did just say he chucks it down the hallway to the intersection. It is a T intersection, yes.
Left or right. And I'm gonna scoot it up to the edge of the left wall, and I'm going to peek left first.
Don't think even... Okay. Yeah, you chuck this out there to the T intersection. Can peek it right and left. When you peek it to the left, you heard Pendle say, like, hey, guys, I think there's somebody fucking here. You turn your little eyeball to the left, and you see this 9-foot-tall... It looks kind of similar to Pendle, but with two legs instead of a ball. Same height, though, about 9 feet tall. And it is kind of going in a... It's kind of like a video game pattern, where it's like marching down to the middle of the T, turning, and then marching away and around the corner. And then a few seconds go by, and you hear a pair of footsteps coming from the right side doing the same kind of patrol pattern, but they're kind of offset. So, like, whenever one's at the left, the one at the right's gone and around the corner. But then when the one on the left goes around the corner, the one on the right comes around the corner.
Okay. And this is, like, real time. I'm seeing this as it's happening, right?
Yes.
All right, guys. So, I see... Are they metallic? Like Warforged?
They are definitely some kind of construct. The way that they're acting and the way that they're patrolling... you wouldn't think that they would be warforged like Pendle is, because it seems very robotic, very programmed. They're
like
marching.
Sentries.
Yeah, they're like sentry constructs.
Okay. So I see approximately two, I'd say about 9 feet tall metal. I mean, they kind of look like you, Pendle, but I wouldn't say warforged. But they look like machines, and they're taking turns alternatively marching down the right and the left hallway corridors. And then they go around another corner, and when one disappears, the other one appears, and then vice versa. And they're just kind of doing that back and forth. But I don't know if they look friendly or not. I'm imagining they're not very friendly. Hang on one second. What's the range of that eyeball? I never got a range on.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I never wrote one down.
Should we try and make some noise in a different direction and see if they respond to the noise?
I was gonna try and, like, make it crawl a little bit further. See if I can, like...
We're gonna say that range is 100 feet. That came from... That actually came from a listener, Brian, and we didn't get a feet from it. So we'll say 100 feet. Okay.
All right, how far out am I, would you say, from the history room to the end of that T hallway right there?
Probably about 30, probably 40 feet.
40 feet? Okay. So I'm going to... Okay, when I look to the left, first off, since I'm up against the left wall... When I look that way and the like sentry disappears around the other corner, does the hallway like keep going straight, or is there like a dead end right there where he turns?
No, it's kind of so you're at a T intersection.
Yeah.
Both of them go out about 20 feet or so, and then both of them turn. One of them turns to the right, one of them turns to the left. So it seems like it's like a rectangle path.
Almost like a pitchfork look, like, yeah. And comes down to the single hallway. Okay. How fast is the eyeball?
Not very fast. Let's say that it's about, you guys have about 30-foot movement. Let's say it's about I mean, I'm going between 10 and 15. Let's say 15. We'll cut your guys' movement in half and say it's 15.
Okay. Last question. Can I crawl on walls with it, or is it just on the ground?
No, just floors. Okay.
So, is there potentially anywhere in this hallway that I could, like, scurry to and hide under when he comes back around? Or is it just an open hallway?
The lockers.
The lockers.
I think the lockers have a little bit of an overhang that you could at least, like, dip under.
Okay. All right, I'm going to wait until right as he's turning the to the right on the left-hand side. So that'll be right when the right guy is about to turn to come towards the T, and I'm going to scurry over to the lockers real quick in that little transition and get under there.
Okay. Why don't you roll me a stealth check? Stealth check. I don't know if the eye has stealth, but if not, give it a plus five. I think that's going to be...
Dirty 20.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, you scurry on under this locker overhang. I also like that Illithid apparently... had to have lockers instead of, like, I don't know, fucking bags of holding or anything like that.
Hey, we don't know what's in these lockers yet.
We didn't open them yet.
They don't have to be lockers. They might be the bathrooms.
A bunch of bathrooms.
You never know, dude.
Bathroom.
If they had a lot of students, you know? I'm only comfortable with going to the end of the locker line and peeking around the other corner to see where he's going and what's down that way. I don't want to venture out too far and get stepped on. The eyeball.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the end of the locker line. Well, I'm going to wait for him to walk back, and then when he's about to turn again, I'm going to follow him. And then
I see what you're doing. You're trying to kind of scout a little bit.
Yeah. I want to see what's down that hallway when he turns and what he's doing.
Okay, yeah. You can kind of anticipate his patrol pattern now, and when he goes back, kind of piggyback on him, follow him a little bit, and when you look down, you see another hallway that looks almost identical to all the rest of the hallways that you've seen so far, where it's just lined with lockers, and then... there's just rooms on left and right side. I mean, it looks kind of like what you would probably picture like a high school to look like, except, you know, more sterile, more laboratory-esque.
More Hawkins Laboratory.
Yes, more Hawkins Laboratory. Yeah. I mean, it is very hallway-esque.
Yeah, very sterile. Like,
but just add lockers to it, because apparently we've got lockers in this one.
Oh, yeah.
So, I do have to point out, fellas, there's a lot of lockers in this school. I mean, there's like hundreds, it looks like. But I'm currently looking out from underneath the lockers. He went around the corner, and I peeked around there, and it looks just the same as this hallway. There's more lockers. There's some doors. In fact, the first door on the right, I can see a sign, and it says rec room.
Can we fit in these lockers?
Pendle absolutely cannot fit in a fucking locker. I think everybody else could, except for Pendle.
We could shut Pendle down to make him just look like a rock.
What? No, that's not how Pendle works.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. Well, this is our world build here. Are there locks on the lockers, or do they look like they were just free open?
Just free open.
They'd probably have to be some kind of... I mean, that'd be wild if it's just like, hey, you just put your valuable shit in here. Anybody can get to it.
Well, maybe it was like, those schools were like, they had to buy their own padlocks and put
the
them
school
on there,
was. You know? So you guys would all know that this was at least at one point a very functional school. And then nobody really knows why the Illithid abandoned it and left it to, apparently left it abandoned and left it to rot. But as far as you guys can tell, it is definitely not abandoned.
I feel like there's something here that they're still guarding. Otherwise, there'd be no point to leave undead guards and sentries, metal sentries, roaming the hallways. But I think if we time this right, We could sneak through the end of the hallway.
Wait. Pendle, how much do you weigh?
Sounds risky.
500. Like 500 pounds.
Can you bend in half?
Let's just cover him in a blanket.
No, you can't.
I don't think so.
I think you guys are going to try to apply drip from One Shot Onslaught. Not drip. Professor Squish from One Shot Onslaught. His rules to Pendle right now, and that's not going to work.
Well, I have a blanket. We could just put it over him.
I was going to say, my bag of holding can hold 500 pounds, but it's only 4 feet deep.
Yeah, it's 12. And also, the opening's only, I think, 1 foot, I believe, the opening. Pendle would not fit in a bag of holding, that is for sure.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go crazy here, okay?
Yeah,
Listen, we haven't really yet.
We haven't fucked anything up in a long time.
Why don't we go to the end of the hallway, and then we'll time it just right to where we run when the other one's, like, turning corners. Not all of us. We could do it in, like, teams or whatever. And then run around the corner, and when the other one sees us, one of us tries to immediately cast, like, suggestion or charm him and tell him, like, you know, you need to leave the school and, like, make him leave. And if not, we'll just fight him.
You guys would know anybody, whoever has suggestion or anything like that, you guys would know.
It's got to be like a humanoid, right?
Suggestion does say a creature. Let me see real quick. I don't think constructs count. Oh, yeah. So constructs are immune to charmed, exhaustion, frightened, paralyzed, petrified, poison. And you guys would know that.
Suggestion is a charm. All right. Just forget I said that, you know?
You guys would all know that.
So, yeah, let's forget I said that. But I think if we play our cards right, we can make it to the rec room that I saw, or that I see right now.
Or,
what do you guys think?
I can summon a beast, a bestial spirit. And they can, like, chase it one way, and we sneak behind them. Just throwing it out there. It's a small beast.
You could send the beast down one hallway, see if it even chases it. Yeah.
Or, if we try that, or we can, since this room that we're in, the history room, is the first room on the left, what if we go up to the next room that's going to be on the right, and we hide in there, and somebody throws something heavy and smashes the window in the history room. And when the guards come running past our door and run into the history room, we run out and go down the hallway.
We could try that.
While they're checking that out.
I could shoot it with my bow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or my tomahawk that returns.
Oh, I think I got that. That's pretty badass.
That is pretty badass. Let's do that. That sounds cooler.
All right.
Let's try that. What does everybody think?
What's my return word?
Whatever you guys think.
Yeah, you got to think of a return word, Johnny.
Dang.
Get over here.
Dang.
Oh, dang. Okay. While you guys are setting up for this, you guys head over to the far right room. So is Ulrich going to stay behind in the history room, and then when you all get into the next room, Ulrich's gonna.
I still got my eyeball keeping track of where they are, so I can, like, kind of tell him the right time to throw it and smash it.
Okay, and then he's gonna throw it. Run with you guys, or what? Where's Ulrich going?
I think the three of us should already be in the room hiding, and Ulrich should be alone so he has an unobstructed run. And he could just throw his tomahawk, yell, dang, get it back, and then run to the room with us real quick and get in there. We'll, like,
slowly shut the door. Okay, so there's still going to be a chance that one, because the way that they patrol, there's still going to be a chance that one of them will catch Ulrich.
I'm going to use my eyeball to tell him, like, right as the one's turning to go down the long hallway and the other one's going to be turning to face the T. So it'll be like they're at equal distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll kind of give them like a countdown.
Yeah.
Or like I say, I'll say now, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. What that's going to equate to is for sure going to be probably
gonna
an have athletic to roll check for Ulrich to try to get to the room prior to. But look, we can do that. Before that, while everybody's getting in position, Ulrich, you're getting ready to throw your tomahawk. Your other three, I say three, but really you've also got Drip. And where's Beans going? Is Beans going with Ulrich or with the other gang?
I mean, that's up to Drip.
I mean, not Beans.
Frank? Frank will be with him.
Frank. That's what I meant. Yeah. I meant leave Frank. Frank with us. Jeez. Beans obviously is stuck to Drip's hit. Okay, so a couple things. You five go into the other room. It's labeled science. You guys get into this room. Ulrich, you're just kind of sitting there waiting for the command. How are you gonna relay the command to?
So I'm gonna like peek my head out the door to where I can like see Ulrich in the hallway.
Real quick, I will say you guys have about 30 sending stones.
Oh my god, we do! I forgot about that. Let's do the sending stones.
All right,
that's right.
Yeah. So let's just pull a couple out of the bag, and then I'm like, "Hey, Ulrich," and I just toss one to him.
Okay,
and then we'll just do that. Can you hear me?
Okay. You other five go into this next room, the science room, so to speak, and you see that it has on the door prior to going into it. Who's leading the way into this door? Because they're going to see something that has something to read.
Pendle will.
Pendle. You see that this door has on it a piece of paper. Nailed to it that says, read this out loud.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, where is it?
Pendle can't read.
It's on. It's eye level. I guess not your eye level. A couple feet down from your eye level. It's like 6 foot eye level.
No, I mean like physically, where is it? Am I reading it? Like really reading it?
Yeah, it's on the door. It says, read this out loud.
Yeah, do you want me to read it?
Me?
What is he reading?
Adam?
Does he have something to read it in character?
I mean, he can read it. It says, what is he reading?
What's it say again?
It says, read this out loud.
I think that's what it says, is read this out loud. Like someone wrote read this out loud on the wall.
Read this out loud.
Okay. Can everybody make a DC? Can everybody make a dex saving throw, please?
Oh God, what's my dex?
A dex saving throw.
What's plus three?
Not you, Johnny. Not Ulrich. Ulrich is in the clear in the other room.
All right, I got a 14. Drip got 19. Oh, Pendle got a fucking nat 20.
It's beautiful.
This is... Oh, shit.
We're just wrecking Adam's plans right
now. No, it's... I mean, it's not wrecking my plans. It's probably wrecking your guys' plans.
You know, good saving throws?
I mean, I only had a 14. No,
one of them saved. No, two of them saved.
Damn it, it's me that fucked up.
Marcus did not save. I'm really worried about rolling this roll right now. guys. I mean, I'm going to, you know what? I'm sticking with the shit I had scheduled and ready to roll.
What are you even rolling, dude?
Okay.
Just spit it out, man.
I'm going to take the roll that I did on Google Dice Roller. I did it to be safe because I was very worried that this would outright kill Marcus.
What the fuck?
But he's a vampire. You can't kill him. He's already dead.
I have 54 health. What the hell is about to happen?
Okay, well, you're cool. It's all cool then. I will say that you guys can choose right now. Do you want me to use the Google dice roller that you can't see, or do you want me to roll the same dice roll publicly in Roll 20? And give that option to you guys right now.
Say,
this door is going boom. This door is exploding right now.
The door is exploding. So what are the
options? I have rolled it on Google dice roller because I was worried about outright killing Marcus. Or if you guys want me to roll it publicly, I can roll it in Roll 20.
It sounded like he's worried about his role killing us, man. I think we should just
roll publicly. Fuck it. I'm all about the risk tonight.
I think I rolled really low.
Okay, on the other one. Oh my god.
It was lower on the other one.
D10's
48 points of fire damage.
What was the other one?
The other one was 34, but we're not taking that other one.
All right, we'll wrap this up.
Yeah.
This campaign's over.
Yeah, dude, I'm out.
No. Everybody takes half except for Marcus.
I take the full amount.
You take the full 48. The door explodes when you...
I'm down the hall.
Yeah, Ulrich is fine, but when Pendle says... Read this out loud. Door explodes.
Was it something I could see, though?
It was... Well, you saved, Pendle.
Why the fuck do they have exploding doors inside of a fucking public school?
Yeah, let's leave.
I've got yeah, six health
classes
left.
Classes are going on.
Why are they exploding now?
Let's get out of here.
It's a booby trap.
Who the fuck's booby trapping an abandoned school?
Marcus, did you go down?
I have six health left.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
No, we're not. Somebody heal me.
Let's continue.
Somebody heal me.
We don't have heals, man.
For real?
You got a cleric.
Yeah, somebody has heals.
I got heals.
I can heal you.
Also, it was very fucking loud, that explosion. Marcus, your eyeball hears some stomping coming down.
Well,
I'm hiding under the locker room.
Well, let's get Marcus's corpse and leave.
So
I'm just like limping.
So I hear this fucking door explode.
Somebody just yell run to
By Ulrich. The way, Ulrich, I think you would realize, like, you don't need to smash that window anymore.
Right.
I mean, there's a big explosion.
So.
Run, Ulrich.
Fucking wait. Grab my fucking knocked out body and smash the window.
No, wait, you're not knocked out.
Oh, all right. Well, let's just.
You said you had 6 HP
I
left.
I do have 6 HP. Smash the window and let's jump out the window. Of the science room.
Real quick, you guys do see inside this room after this door gets exploded off. You guys see what looks like some kind of... You know what? Marcus doesn't see this. We'll just say that Pendle and Drip were able to see into this very quickly. It looks like inside this room, even though it was labeled science, it... Looks like some kind of ritual room. You see a triangle formation around this very sterile looking altar, like a full metal altar. And you see a body of an orc laying on top of a table that has been like surgically cut open from the tip of its skull down to its like... I mean, genital areas and completely opened up. And you can tell that even from here, even with the exploding door, Pendle and Drip, you guys can tell that the brain, all the organs and everything are missing out of this body. The
fucking Illithid are still here. They're doing underground operations.
It's chupacabras.
But we're all evil here. We're just here to learn. We need to tell them. We're just here
I
to
need
learn.
To heal. So I think we should smash the window and jump out of the science room. I really think we should just smash the window and jump out and rethink our plan here. We can get healed up, stitched up.
I'm going to go ahead and heal you. I'm going to heal you now.
All right.
You hear a clunk, 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 clunk.
They're coming.
Footsteps coming.
We got to go. I'm gonna very weakly, I'm going to get on the sitting stone and be like, Ulrich, run.
What? How high is this school? How high are we?
A single story.
You guys are on first floor. Yeah. You guys can jump out a window or go out the front door past Jerry and Gary or whatever.
We can't make it that fast. That's a whole hallway with two fucking 9-foot Warforge coming after us. Yeah. Let's just smash the window and hop out. I already told Ulrich to run.
Well, if I'm in the hallway, I can run out.
You can run out the door. You're right by it.
But I think Marcus wants you to smash the window for them.
Nah. Pendle or Drip can smash the window in the science room.
Go out through the room.
We're already in the room, so before they come around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Sorry, I thought you were running back to Ulrich.
Nah, there's not enough time. They'd see us before we got around the corner. Especially me. I'm like hobbling right now.
With your 6 HP.
Yeah. I'm very weak.
I will. So you guys can all make it to the windows and just evacuate the school very quickly. Marcus, your eyeball, I don't really know how you'd be able to get that back, because both the constructs have kind of converged to try to find, you know, the source of this explosion, and it's kind of cutting off the path to your eyeball.
I'm just gonna leave them, because we're not done with the school. We just need to regroup here. So I'm gonna leave them tucked under the locker for right now until the coast is clear, and then I'll recollect them.
Gotcha.
Well, hey, Marcus, you could wheel your eyeball to the other side of the other window, and we can bust out the other window.
We can. I can just scoop him up out of there. First of all,
constructs are over here.
Did we agree on this? Like, did we jump out the window? Like, kind of.
It sounds like everybody was all for fucking running.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sonic balling straight through that window.
How much did you heal me?
14
points. Okay.
That's all you got.
20. I'm back to 20 health. I'm feeling better.
Oh my god.
Feeling better. I mean, dude, this is a way harder campaign than first season.
You guys, we are playing this campaign like Dark Souls or Elden Ring, where you guys can go wherever the fuck you want, but you might come across some big skull and crossbone characters. And
whose idea was this?
Well, wait. I mean, look.
I think it was Marcus's.
I think we all. It was my idea to explore the hallway, but it was. I don't know if it was my idea to go to the school.
I think it was your idea to come to the school, Barry. I think so.
I don't know.
What? Also, if you think about it, though, this island is for monsters. We're all monsters. Why are they attacking us?
Dude, Illithid just like to eat brains.
Some factions don't like other factions.
Yeah.
But they don't like us. They don't even know who we are.
Also, the school is supposed to be abandoned, so like,
and it's booby trapped, and there's fucking altar sacrifices and stuff taking
booby
place. Somebody booby trapped the fucking door.
I bet it's Kevin McAllister.
And somehow made the explosion voice activated.
Why is the school abandoned? Did they like lose funding or something?
No one on Severed Keys knows why the school's abandoned. As far as anybody knows, the Illithid just one day packed up, told everybody to go home, and just left the school to rot.
How far away was Ulrich from the door?
From the front door?
Like, when he was standing outside the history door, how far away was he from the exploding
door? I pictured him staying in the history room. waiting to throw.
The cut in there. So he wasn't close enough to hear the auto-tune, read this out loud, and then boom!
Well, he for sure heard the boom.
I thought I was out in the hallway.
Yeah, I think he's out in the hallway.
Yeah, so he probably heard all of that and saw the explosion.
Read this out loud.
Ah, that's hilarious. Yeah. That's a fucking badass door, dude. It almost killed me in one shot. Or they put some C4 on there or something.
What, do we want to grab his eyeball real quick?
Yeah. We want to try to get that eyeball back.
Yeah, so let me just run him across the hallway, like past the hallway that they're down right now in the science room,
mm-hmm.
to the right side that we jumped out of.
Okay. And you guys are going to scooch up a couple windows.
Yeah, and smash it.
And then
grab
smash
the eyeball
it out. While they're in the ritual room.
Real quick, what do we see in that room when we smash the window out?
I think you guys are in the hallway. I think it's a hallway.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think like you guys are like looking into just that, you know, generic kind of hallway. Smash it, the first window.
Why don't we just walk around peeking in windows instead of trying this shit?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that we said every room has a window on it.
Pendle's going to take his shield and smash that window and then like stick a sword down there so the eyeball can
I thought you were
going to
stab it. I was going to say, no, it'll kill me.
Oh, that would for sure kill me.
No, I'm making like a sword bridge, man.
Yeah, we'll say that all the windows are all glazed. They're all glazed windows.
Okay, so you can't really like peek into it.
Dang Glindos.
Hello, everybody. It is your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Halfway to Heroes. Sorry it's a little bit late. A special thank you to all of our current patrons as well. Thank you so much, Tiana H., Hot Ketchup, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Bradley M., Danny T., Ken H., Zoltar, Caster, Dylan S., E., Farty McFry, Gerundu, Michael V., Mosey, Patrick C., PDF Doc, Rachel A.K. Dragonbait, Sonny F., and Tanya S., If you want to help support not just Halfway to Heroes, but all the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network, you can head over to patreon.com/Majestic Goose or click the link in the notes below. We've got some new content we are planning to put up on that Patreon here shortly, so make sure you sign up. You can sign up for as low as $1 a month to get your name on all of these episodes and the shoutouts at the end here. If you haven't heard, GooseCon 2022 is next month. Next month. I really need to let that just sink in because that is insanely soon. If you want to come hang out with everybody from this show and everybody from all the other shows in the Majestic Goose Network, you can head over to tabletop.events and search for GooseCon, or you can go to goosecon2022.com and click on the link to tabletop.events from there. GooseCon, of course, is our first ever, hopefully annual, Tabletop Gaming Convention in Cincinnati, Ohio, September 30th to October 2nd at the Duke Energy Convention Center. It is going to be 3 days of live shows, panels, a huge board game library where you can check out board games and play with your friends. Tabletop RPGs are going to be ran throughout the weekend. All of the Majestic Goose members are just going to be hanging out for the entire 3 days, walking around, playing board games with people. It is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited, also so nervous. We would love for you to just come, show your support for the network, hang out with us. We would love to meet you all. A weekend badge is only $45 for the entire weekend. Or if you want to be a GM for a couple tabletop RPG events, you can get a GM badge for only $25 for the weekend. Lots of different options. Again, you can go to GooseCon 2022 to check that out. Also, join our Discord to stay up to date on GooseCon. You can go to bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. All of these links are in the notes below, by the way. If you haven't left us a 5-star rating review yet, please do. We are trying to hit 200, and then I'm going to get another Halfway to Heroes tattoo. I think that's all I've got. Make sure to check out all the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network if you're all caught up on this one. Like Eclipse, where I play an Illithid doctor, Dr. Shepard, in a spacefaring D&D 5e campaign, and lots of others. Go check them all out, and follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Majestic Goose Network. And with that, I will see you all in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody. Johnny, do you see anything?
Yes. Okay. There is stuff going on my Reaper.
Okay, then we should be good. All right.
Oh, it just went to offline.
Did it really?
No.
God, fuck it. Fucking fuck you, Johnny.
Asshole.
Welcome, nope. Everybody, to episode 19 of Campaign 2 of Halfway to Heroes. That's Brittany screaming, if that's what you were.
I was saying, did I?
Yeah.
Is somebody getting murdered next door?
I thought it was a rooster.
No, I'm like, dude, I hear the...
She's probably like 30, 40 feet away from me through like 5 walls. So she must have gotten very scared. A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.